Welcome to the Bond Brain. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Bud West.
Welcome back to the Bond Brain for a look at another piece of major military equipment that we see depicted in a Bond film. Now, a lot of times the technology and the major military platforms that we see used in Bond films, they're not always true. They may have been based on something that's existing or was at one point in development. And then at other points, they just flat out get the cooperation of the Royal Air Force or other military organizations throughout the world, the Bond producers, and they actually include some real world stuff. Now, we know the scene in No Time to Die where Bond and Nomi climb into the glider that turns into a submarine. That's not a real vehicle, and I could find no other vehicle that was comparable to that. But the cargo plane, the military cargo plane that they launch that sucker out the back of, is very, very, very real. The C-17 Globemaster III is a military airlift vehicle in widespread use today. It is actually the primary strategic lift aircraft for cargo and paratroopers for the United States. It's a plane that's also used by the UK, Australia, Canada, Kuwait, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, India, you name it. It's used for humanitarian purposes, and it's actually a pretty widespread airframe. There are currently over 270 of these things operating around the world. Now, the C-17 Globemaster III was delivered in 1991. They were issued to the United States military in 1993, became operational in 1995. It was created by Boeing, and I believe McDonnell Douglas was involved in the development of that. It's actually not one of the biggest cargo planes out there. The C-5A is larger, or if you think of the film Die Another Day, that AM-124 is a larger aircraft. But if you think of The Living Daylights and the C-130 that Timothy Bolton's Bond steals, it's larger than that. So it's somewhere roughly in the middle between that AM-124 and the CN-130. Now, size-wise, this thing's about 175 feet long and has a 170-foot wingspan. And it uses actually two turbofan Pratt & Whitney engines that are based on the same exact engines that are used on a 757. But these engines end up, or the aircraft itself, ends up being more fuel efficient on the C-17 Globemaster due to the wings. So it has a unique wing design. It's what they call a super critical wing. And due to the shape of the wing, it allows the aircraft to have a better range, a better cruising speed, and greater fuel efficiency using the same engines. And that has a very small crew for an aircraft of this size. You basically have just a crew of three. You've got a pilot, a co-pilot, and a loadmaster. So what you see depicted in No Time to Die is actually quasi-accurate there. I mean, you see troops that are ready to be deployed, Bond and Nomi. You see one loadmaster, or the person that is in charge of getting them out the door and launching their aircraft. That's Q. And then we don't see the pilot and the co-pilot, but obviously they're still there. Now, on humanitarian missions, this plane can actually be outfitted in an EMS role. And so in that particular case, there would be five more crew on board. They would staff it also with an additional three med techs and two nurses. And there's actually a relatively recent picture of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, as horrible as that was, where they've actually crammed, I got hundreds and hundreds of people to get them out of Afghanistan into the cargo area of one of these C-17s. And to give you the size of the cargo area, this sucker will carry up to 86 tons. So one of the largest battle tanks in the world, the M1A1 that the United States operates, is about a 60-ton tank. So they can shove one of these tanks in there on top of adding another 26 tons of additional equipment. That tank goes about 60 tons. So that's a pretty big cargo area. They can launch all kinds of stuff out of the back of this: armored personnel carriers, paratroopers, jeeps. One military individual I spoke to one time even said, yes, the primary job of us is to load that plane up, take it up in the air, and then just throw the stuff out the back. So they open that back door just like you see in the film, and they just let this stuff basically glide out. For paratroopers fully equipped, loaded, they carry about 134, 135 at a time. So it's a pretty slick aircraft. I mean, if you really want to look into some details of it, it's really impressive. And I love the fact that they incorporate real-world assets as much as possible into these films. Now, the glider that turns into the submarine, obviously, it's not real, but it is still pretty cool. But the fact that they launch it out of the back of this C-17 Globemaster III makes it seem like it's actually plausible. So, pretty neat military aircraft. If you ever get a chance to see one of them, I can't imagine what it's like. I've walked through a C-5A, which is in like a football field inside that sucker, which is larger than this. I have flown in the troop seats in a C-130. I've also been up in the cockpit under flight in a C-130. And the C-130 in and of itself struck me as, I can't believe how much room is in here. I can't imagine what it's like inside one of these C-17 Globemaster IIIs, but really, really impressive aircraft. If you're really into this kind of stuff, look it up. There's way more details than I'm ever going to include here, but just another piece of real-world military equipment incorporated into a Bond film. And I love to see this kind of stuff because it just gives it such a sense of realism. You know, we can go out and buy the cars and the suits and we're not going to be able to get that Aston Martin's with the Gatling guns out the front, unfortunately, but you can buy an Aston Martin if you've got the means. You can buy the suits, you can buy the ties, you can buy the overcoats. And I love the fact that they also incorporate real world military equipment. I think it really ups the ante as far as authenticity in these films. That's all I have on the Globemaster, very impressive aircraft, and I'm definitely going to do more of these. We got 25 films here, and there's military equipment in damn near every one of them, with few exceptions. So, this is Bud West with the Bond Brain. Thank you for tuning in once again, and the Bond Brain will return.